mention that Claudia Todd of Joco First has been rescheduled to December 8th.
So moved.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get an approval of the minutes from the November 1st, 2022 regular meeting minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Have a public hearing for liquor license renewals. All liquor licenses that are up for renewal are listed on the back of the agenda. Any public comment? Public comment? Public comment? Hearing none. We'll close the public hearing for the liquor licenses renewals. With no unfinished business, new business, 2023 liquor license renewals. Council, is it your pleasure to approve them all at once, or would you rather do it individually?
I think we approve them all at once.
Okay. Approve them all at once. Can I get a motion to approve the 2023 liquor licenses for those listed on the back of your agenda?
I make a motion to approve the liquor licenses.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? None. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Next on the agenda is Mr. Lawrence with Buffalo Pool Board. Welcome back to Council Chambers, Mr. Lawrence.
Thank you. Mayor, Council, thank you for having me. Travis Lawrence, representing the Outdoor Pool Board. And I wanted to get in front of you guys to give you an update on how the 2022 season went. We have some highlights and some lows. But overall, extremely successful year. We're continuing with our plan of slowly improving the outdoor pool, making it more functional, more usable, and a better experience for everyone that comes. So kind of an outline here, the pool admissions this year was $42,512. And so keeping in line with the plan to improve the pool space, and then also try to grow the foundation so we can take care of the pool into the future. If we divide that up 50-50, that'd be $21,256 to the charitable City of Buffalo's Charitable Foundation and $21,256 to capital improvements. The capital improvement that was made this year was the new double slide there in the deep end. Great addition. We've gone without the slide, I think, for maybe 2 years now. And that capital improvement came just a little bit above the 50% split. So, if the council wants to cover that, or if you want to take it out of the contribution of the Charitable Foundation, you cut the check to the Charitable Foundation for $18,000 and change. Some highlights: our admissions were up 12% over last year, where it was $37,000 last year compared to $42,000 this year. Also, the Kate Holt swim meet was well attended this year. A couple things. One, it was later in the season and the weather was 90 degrees versus 60 degrees the previous year. And plus we had I can't think of their name, Complete Heat Fracking. They donated a frack to the pool. And so it brought that water temperature up to, 80 degrees. And so, you know, you can't please everybody. We had complaints that the pool is too hot for the swimmers. You know, I think they like it a little cooler as they're swimming, but, you know, if it was its normal temperature, they wouldn't complain that it was too cold. So, you know, that was a highlight. A couple other notable highlights was we had a contribution from Walter Holt, goes by Bunk, for $25,000 to the City of Buffalo Charitable Foundation, earmarked into the pool fund. And then we also had an anonymous donor that paid for new starting blocks to be installed in the pool. I'm not sure the exact cost of that. I think it's somewhere between $40,000 and $50,000. I put $40,000 on the sheet, but it's a significant expense. And one more step, as the outdoor pool and the Buffalo Swim Club is striving to hold the state meet at our pool, and so the swim club has been acquiring the equipment and prepping everything to hopefully be awarded that meet in the future here. So we're excited about that. The not-so-highlight was, again, our concession stand ended up losing a couple thousand dollars, $2,061, where last year it was essentially a break-even. I think maybe some issues with the management and stock out is kind of what contributed to that, where they didn't have product on the shelf and so they weren't able to move it. But definitely something we'll keep our eye on next year. With that, I'll open it up for any questions. Well, yeah, thank you.
Appreciate your work. Thanks, guys.
Yes, we appreciate you guys' support.
Next on the agenda is the annual contract renewal for the Buffalo Athletic Club, and there are no changes except for the dates. So, can I get a motion to accept the Buffalo Athletic Club contract renewal?
I make a motion to approve the contract renewal between Buffalo Athletic Club and the City of Buffalo.
I'll second that.
Motion to second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Next on the agenda is Cheyenne Carringer, Buffalo Children's Center.
Good evening. Thanks for having me. So this year you guys awarded me for 1%, $15,000, and I was put in for other grants to finish my project, and I was denied on those, so I was able to only get half of my project done, which was $10,500 and something. So I have like $4,500 left in my 1%. I was hoping to reallocate it to buy a sanitizer. We had one crap out on us. So we are without a dishwasher at the daycare right now. We were hoping to use, so yeah, it's been a struggle. We've used a lot of paper, and it's been a struggle. But we were hoping to be able to use the leftover of that funds to put towards that and then put in the rest in ours. $6,800. And that's one of the lower end ones.
Cheyenne, what was the money originally requested for?
It was for the playground. We did the fake sod.
Okay.
And it turned out fabulous. We're hoping that I can find funding next year to finish the other part that we weren't able to get done.
Can I get a motion to accept the reallocation of 1% funds to move from playground to the sanitizer, the Buffalo Children's Center?
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
On the reports, Mr. Kerr,
Eagles.
Mr. Mayor, there's no report. Jerry, did you find anything out about on Deer Park?
No, it's still up in the air. We're waiting for zoning for Deer Park. Other than that, if you have questions, that's it.
Here is the building inspector's office.
Mayor, Council, we have sent out all 307 contractor renewal notices, so 2023, here we come. Also issued 97 building permits since July, beginning of the fiscal year. So Mr. Kerman said we're still hashing out some zoning issues with the annexation of Duke Park. This month we'll be looking at applications for the Bighorn Co-op for annexation as well at this month's planning meeting. So, any other questions?
Thanks, Eric. Captain Garth, did for Chief Bissett.
Mr. Mayor, Council, not a whole lot to report. We have a rash of vehicles broke into on the north end of town last weekend. So, a reminder to everyone to lock their vehicles and lock their house. As far as I know, all the ones that were reported were all unlocked. There wasn't any that were actually broken into. We're looking into that. So, a reminder to lock your things up. And we'll be in and out of Clear Creek Middle School Friday. I guess they're going to have a chance. So. Anything else?
Thanks, Mayor. Larry Hubert for Lesser Public Works.
Mayor and Council, I have nothing to report. Any questions? I'll try to answer.
Are we all ready for snow season?
Yep.
Snow leader season?
You ready or not?
Chained up and ready to go.
Thanks, sir.
We do have a written report from Nelson Engineering.
Did we ever get an update on putting in, of course, you can't do it right now, with street lights on the new road we're up there? I talked to Brent about it, and he was kind of surprised. Have you heard anything?
Very dark.
Okay. Matt, we'll try to stay on top of that. I won't be here to stay on top of it, but hopefully somebody does.
Yeah. I'll follow up for you.
Thanks.
Yeah, you have to believe in a street and one light out there.
Right. And when you drive that road, it's pitch black. You can almost don't see that for them. What do you think? You need maybe three on each side or four?
At least four down one side anyway, and then that sharp corner, one big one right there.
Preston, you guys just want a copy of it? Any oral written comments from the press? Oral written comments. Hearing none, the most exciting portion of our agenda tonight are the announcements. Buffalo Main Street Public Meeting, November 17th at 5 p.m. Johnson County Library Planning and Zoning Board Meeting, November 22nd at 1 p.m. here at City Hall. Department Head Meeting, December 6th at 7 a.m. City County Meeting, December 20th at 7 a.m. City Council Meeting, December 6th and 20th at 5 p.m. And City Offices are closed, November 24th and 25th. Look out, turkeys, here they come. Can I get an approval of the bills as presented?
So moved.
Second. Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
And we're closing here. Motion and second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?